This is Things I Need to Learn in Life I Didn't Learn in School, covering everything we should know as adults that got glossed over in our classrooms. With your host, Wave News anchor, Dawn G.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for Things I Need to Learn in Life I Didn't Learn in School. Now, this one, to me, is a little funny. I'm Dawn G. Thank you for joining me. My friend Tyson Straub is joining me. I come to him for absolutely everything. I can't say I just come to him. So do my kids. I'm terrible when it comes to cars. I'm 60 years old. I don't know how to change a tire. Are most folks that way, or am I like just bad?
It's everybody. It's not your forte. Just like a lot of people don't know what they're doing in newscasting and don't know what they're doing in lawyers and doctors and everything else. We're just the same thing. I mean, you got to put us as a 1% of the people that's got a trait. It takes a lot to get this trait. And to know how to do a tire, I've seen people on the side of the roads, and I've seen women, little bitty women, changing the tire, and their man sitting on a cell phone, and I laugh about that. But, it's just the way things go, and it's not just a lot of people go, oh, women don't know how to do this. One of my best mechanics ever, she was a diesel mechanic, was a woman, and she stood about 4'11", and it's really just what you know and what you grow up with and what you learn.
Well, you know, my daughter, she's 5'2". Mm-hmm. She can change a tire in 8 minutes flat, get it done, and be done with it.
Somebody showed her,
but it wasn't me.
Yeah, no.
I don't know who showed her. I don't know who showed her how to do a tire.
She's a pretty girl. She's probably got a lot of guys that showed
her.
A lot of girls showed her how to do a tire.
Okay, so what we're talking about today, because winter is coming. I know it's been warm, but winter is coming. And I think back to a couple that we did a story on. It was an older couple. Mm-hmm. They lost their way on their trip. Tire went bad. They were stuck. They were stuck 4 days. The man died. The wife, she was rescued, but they had nothing. They didn't have anything for an emergency. They both had medical issues. You don't expect something like that to happen, but it can happen. So that's why I brought Tyson in today. He owns the big old tire company on Cane Run Road. And I know that you can give us information. So how do we prepare for winter coming? What should I have in my car? Now, I think I know, but I guarantee you I don't have nothing in my car right now.
I mean, the most important thing nowadays is a cell phone. I mean, most people have cell phones, so it's an easy way of going. Yes, you can always prepare and over-prepare. When I go on trips, I usually take a couple tools with me, so in case something would happen, have I ever got those tools out? No. But you never know what's going to happen on a trip. If we did, we would be more prepared than we are.
What tools? When you say tools, what am I taking?
I might take a little wrench set. I might take a little air compressor. You know, you could buy these portable air compressors for, you know, $50-$60 up to $200 that just plug into your cigarette lighter. Those are nice to have in your truck. As far as fix a flat, I don't really recommend fix a flat.
I heard they mess up. In my car, I have a relatively nice car. I was told, don't use it or you're going to end up paying hundreds of dollars.
TPMS sensors get ruined in it. So TPMS sensors have a little spring valve in them that measures the temperature, the pressure of the tire as it pushes on that spring valve, and that's how it measures. Well, if it gets glazed over with this fix-a-flat, the TPMS sensor, which costs an average of about $100, is going to get ruined on most cases, especially if it's the other part of it, is if you read the label, fix-a-flat's only used for get to point A to point B to get to a safe spot, because it will beat the inside of your tire and literally beat the inside to where it blows out. So it's an opposite effect there too. It can get you from point A to point B in a dire need, and it is very sticky and messy.
Right. Do you believe in those little tools, like some of them are round and they have all kind of little weird little tips on it?
And this is why you'll never be a mechanic in my shop.
Well, I know. I've seen them and I always go, ooh, I wonder what that does.
Not any good if you don't know how to use them.
Well, so, I don't know how to use them.
Again, your cell phone's going to be your biggest tool. Now, okay. In the wintertime, in the big winter months, it is recommended to bring blankets and stuff like that, or maybe an extra jacket, like that elderly couple that froze.
Right. Does kitty litter, what's the best if I'm trying to get traction? You know how if it snows and you get stuck And it just seems like you can't, you know, your wheels are going, you know, and you can't get out. What's the best?
Yeah, it's no best way. People's throwing kitty litter down. People's still sand down. People's actually dug out the hole. The problem is if you get one wheel spinning, the other wheel won't spin. So the other wheel's stuck there. So you keep trying to lock this wheel up. You know, really, you got to get this one to stop spinning, so this one will start spinning.
Can you put a wooden board under there or something?
Yeah, and then that gets dangerous too because that'll slingshot out the back. So it's just like a catapult or, you know, something like a ball thrower for baseballs and everything else. It'll sling it right out.
Well, you're making me just stay home. Tyson, I'm going to stay home.
Extreme cold and extreme heat breaks down most cars. If shops aren't busy on extreme cold or extreme heat, it's not a good shop. Not to say anything else, but cars will break down on those two things. 70-degree days, we are doing normal maintenance. 90-degree days, we are doing water pumps and radiators. 10-degree days, we're doing the same thing. 40-degree days, we're doing maintenance.
Okay, so you bring up a point because I didn't even, I should have had you in here for the summer because we had some extreme heat. I didn't even think about summer. So should I be thinking about safety tips when we have these crazy hot days as well?
Absolutely. Your car is more apt to break down on extreme temperatures. That's when most breakdowns occur. We've got a truck in our shop right now that's 12 years old, never had the coolant changed, but it's 93,000 miles. Beautiful truck. But the coolant is absolutely nasty. We've been flushing it out with water now, trying to get it all cleaned out for about 4 hours now, trying to help this customer out. But that's just neglect of the coolant. The problem is before I started on this truck, I made sure she knew that this is going to do damage to, this has already done damage to the truck. Now, what's going to happen, we don't know. We can go in and change everything out, spend thousands of dollars, or we just go, hey, you know, 2 months, the water pump just went out. That's going to happen because it was neglected for so long.
That's the first thing. Don't neglect your car.
Don't neglect. Change your fluids.
And you know, you've seen my, I've got a young son, 26 years old, and I kept telling him, hey, don't forget to check your oil. I don't think he checked it for two years. And
he stops into my store and I check it.
I know, right? And so we ended up having to buy another car, and I could have killed him for that. Okay, tire safety. I forget. You can use what? Is it a quarter or a nickel or a
nickel.
Penny? What?
I would say the nickel. You know, if
nickel.
You see the head.
So explain that to us.
It's easier. You don't even need the nickel or anything
else.
Don't need it? If you look across the tread of your tires, you'll see little speed bumps about every quarter of the tire. Some are a little more. And those speed bumps go in between the treads. If those speed bumps are level with the tread bar, that tire is legally worn out. That is 2/32 of a tread, of an inch. So if it's... If again, you just look on the surface of your tire as you see the treads go through, and everybody wants to look at all the grooves and, you know, the sipes, and of course they don't know the names of them. They just see all the nice little design. In between those designs is a speed bump that goes all the way across. That's the easiest way. That is your tread depth gauge on your tires.
So if I, okay, so look, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about, but okay, so I see the groove.
See the grooves.
In between the groove, there's a little line.
Mm-hmm. There's a little bump in the
bump. There's a little bump.
Some
and what am I looking for if I see the little bump?
If that bump is even with your grooves.
Then I'm in trouble.
Then you're legally worn out.
Okay, when you say legally worn out, I can't get in trouble for that or anything, but...
You can in some states.
Well, okay. Oh,
not
really?
Here. You can in winter states, you can get in trouble for having the wrong tires on.
Really?
We are in a state, and we get this question asked all the time, too. This is another thing you probably didn't know, was when people are calling about tires, especially at this time of season, they ask for all-season tires. And I explain to people, I don't care what shop you call in this area, we're not going to have different seasonal tires because we're not a seasonal state. Now, you get up north and in Colorado and different things where they have snowflake tires, snowflakes on the side of the tire. If you're in certain areas and you don't have that snowflake on your tire, they will impound your car.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we don't have weather like
that. We don't
that,
have though. The. We don't have the. We have extreme weather. We just don't have the length of it.
And we never know when it's coming.
Yeah. Just yeah. Ask the weather guys.
Yeah, right. We don't know
it's the only
when
job
it's
you could
coming,
have.
Right.
It'd be right 50% of the time.
Oh, my gosh. We just, because our weather changes like it's just nuts. But one of the things for safety is, and I know this, and I get on my kids all the time, and I'll buy their tires if I have to. You cannot drive on a tire that is not good, that is dangerous. I don't care if it's winter, summer, fall, or spring.
I've seen it on just wet weather. Ask anybody that's got a sports car in wet weather with half-worn tires, and they're trying to go up a simple little hill like over by GE and Fagenbush Lane. That's a hill you see people in Camaros, you know, Mustangs, and they're just spinning out trying to get up that hill. And you look at their tires, they look fine, but they're three-quarters of the way worn out, and they just won't get any grip.
So when it comes to, I guess, donuts and things like that, do donuts go soft?
Yeah, they will. You should check them every now and then if you have one.
If you have
Most
one.
Cars don't have them anymore. It's a weight on a car now that the manufacturers don't want to put in so they can stay in their EPA ratings to get their tax credits. So that's an extra weight that's added to the car. So if you get a lot of these cars, like a, I'm just going to say like a 14 Malibu, it'll have a bag in the back with an air pump and a fix-a-flat can. It won't have a spare tire. That's in the spare tire area. Now, I think there's options at Chevy and Kia and various other manufacturers. They sell them. I haven't seen many people want to buy them, but that keeps that car in that tax bracket for that EPA rating so they can get all the credits from the government as they're selling the car. So spare tires are kind of almost a thing in the past, and spare tires are only, they'll have a bigger PSI, you know, where your tires are taken on most passenger tires, 33 to 35 pounds. A spare tire is going to have 70 to 80 pounds in it because it is a small donut, and it's really only good for about 50 miles.
Okay, so I think that's what people don't understand, because I see people driving around, and I'm like, he's got a donut on his...
For weeks.
For weeks, yeah. You're only supposed to use that donut to get to the place that's going to put a new tire on your car. You don't drive it for a week.
Correct. I had a guy come in with an Impala one day that wanted to rotate. Didn't look at the car, and my guys come back and are like, we can't rotate his tires.
No, because it had a donut on it.
He had four donuts on it.
What?
And he wanted them rotated because the front ones were worn out. And I go to him, and I'm like, man, we can't. Where's your rims at? He goes, I don't have any. They were stolen, so I got these donuts from the junkyard.
Yeah,
and
you can't do that.
I won't say it. It wasn't safe. And I end up helping him out. We end up finding some steel wheels and putting some tires on there. And and I think he spent $500, you know, total with some used steel wheels from a junkyard. But he was in a situation where he got his rims stolen. He had nice rims on the car, got them stolen, but he'd been riding on those donuts for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. So should we get a donut if we don't have one, or should we get a regular tire? The car that I had used to put a regular tire in the car. That way, if you got a flat, you just put a new tire on. They don't do that anymore.
No.
I'm so mad about that.
It's all about the weight.
But they do have a donut in there. But we should make sure we have something that is usable, not flat, in the back of the trunk when we go anywhere.
Long distances, I would think, yes, you need it. During a city, you're looking at a nuisance. On the other hand, you got a big tire sitting in your trunk. It's taking up space when you're trying to put your groceries and everything else in there. Whereas your donut would fit, if you do have a donut, fits in the actual place for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a regular size tire, it's 4 inches bigger. So now your mat that's sitting there is humped up. So you do lose the trunk space. Everything's not flat on there. So pros and cons. Yes, you have a spare tire to go, but you're going to have to go someplace. You buy a rim, buy another tire that you'll hardly ever use. So it's expensive. Sometimes could be $400 to $500 on something that's a peace of mind, or you could just have a number to a tow truck.
Right. What's the, if there's anything you can think of, what's the biggest mistakes that you see in car care or safety of those who are in that car?
People. And explain to you, people, I can show a person a car that is so dangerous, I wouldn't want my worst enemy driving the car. And they don't think, they're fine, they're going to be fine. And I've had cars literally that we pull on the rack and the ball joint breaks off. And we're literally putting the ball joint back in its place to get the car out to the parking lot. And I'm telling people, you can't drive this car away. You need to tow it away. And then I'll see the car, you know, driving down the road next day or two. They just don't know how dangerous it is. It could, not only that is, if you knew the cars that are sitting next to you at red lights, that the people are just ignoring the problem, whether it's financial issues or anything else, but there should be some kind of, I wish there was some kind of law out there, but then I would be the guy that would be getting shot or something, because if you could condemn a car, because there's so many unsafe, you know, we talk about people that drive around with no insurance on cars, you know, that I heard those numbers, like 33% of people don't ride around with insurance. You know, there's probably 40% of people who are riding around cars that shouldn't ride around cars.
Everything is just so hard, though, you know, financially. It just amazes me. When it comes to, and I ask this question for myself, I don't know how to jump a car. I don't know how to change a tire. Like, if somebody doesn't teach you that who's close to you, do they have classes and things like that?
Some places do. When I was with a dealership, I used to run a women's and children's clinic, and I would bring high school kids in and women in. Some men would come too, and you know, it was mainly that was what it was kind of based on. I had 40, 50 people in there. We would show basics on changing a tire and this and that. We pull a new car in, and salespeople would be there, of course, trying to get the. They were using my little ploy. They were giving gift cards out to the adults there or the people that are over 16, you know, trying to sell cars. But it really worked out. We had a pretty good turnout on it. I thought about doing stuff at my store on different things. Like I've gotten with a couple of the local high schools like Butler and PRP and Western about saying, hey, if you want to try to do a new car clinic, and I really didn't have much feedback in it. You know, maybe it's something we can start a Don G car clinic.
Well, you know, I was seriously thinking that because my youngest boy, you know, I've been sick and I was in the hospital. And I'm laying in my hospital bed and I get this picture of my two sons. And my youngest son is pointing at my oldest son changing his tire. And he says, Eric, who's my oldest son, gets the Big Brother of the Year award because he was changing his tire. Alex doesn't know how to change.
I know that.
You know that. Why did I even say it like you did? Yeah, Alex doesn't know how to change a tire. So had his brother not been parked near him,
he would have
been stopped. Exactly. He would have had to call somebody. And we do have a service for that.
Yeah.
But then you got to wait an hour.
Sometimes three. If the weather's bad, they're not going to get out either.
Right.
So there's pros and cons to everything.
Pros and cons to all of that. Real quick, just so we can go over some things, because we do stories when the weather's bad, whether it's tornadoes or snow or whatever, and I think about it all. Any little tips that we need to know? I think about people when they're stuck in the snow. If there's a lot of snow and you're warming up your car, certainly don't warm up your car if there's a lot of snow around. You've got to move that snow away from your exhaust pipe, right? Can carbon monoxide get in your car?
I'm sure if it froze up, because, you know, the water, I mean, I've never heard of that story, but
okay.
I'm sure it could. And if it was, of course, I've never been in a snowstorm that I even wanted to drive if I couldn't see my car.
Right. So you just want to stay in. See, you're lucky, because it could be 800 inches of snow out there, and I better get to this building.
Hey, okay? I remember, what is it, about 94?
Yes, it was.
I remember opening my back door, and I guess where the gutter system was, because the back door we had an addition to the house, and all the snow from the roof had fell, and I opened the back door, and I'm like, what friend of mine is playing a joke? There was no, because the back door didn't have a screen door or anything else on this house, and I thought my friends had piled all the snow.
And you couldn't get out.
And couldn't see, so now I'm looking out the window, and I'm like, oh my, I'm not leaving the house.
No, for weeks. I mean, it was weeks before.
We had a blast in the neighborhood.
But, yeah, it was weeks before everything went down. All right, so we've talked about making sure cell phone. But one thing you said, make sure cell phone. If you, like that couple, got lost, they ran out of gas eventually.
I don't believe they had a cell phone with them.
Well, they didn't. But the thing is, sooner or later, their battery kind of died. So you also need to have some kind of additional charge, because if your car is not working, you can't.
Correct.
You can't charge your phone. And I hate to think of all these things. I'm just trying to make sure that people are prepared. The bad weather is going to come. Will it be like lots of snow or whatever? Maybe not. But if you can plan ahead, that's always just a little better.
It is a little better. And you, again, according to your trip, if you're going long distance runs, I would say like out west where you go miles and miles and miles, I would say you need to plan accordingly with like extra gear, extra water, maybe some snacks, you know, this and that you would want to endure. Maybe a big gallon of water. You don't really need to keep antifreeze. Just keep a gallon of water. if it's, it'll get you to, you know, wherever it's going. The antifreeze is, one thing the antifreeze does, yes, it has some properties in it to keep everything lubricated and keep things from rusting and this and that, but keeps it from freezing in freezing weather. Now, in the summertime, it keeps your car from overheating, so it works both properties. But this liquid will not freeze in the freezing weather. Now, if your car is running and you're blowing out leaking your antifreeze pretty good, and your car is actually heated up to proper temperature, it's not going to freeze until you get to where you're going and you turn the car off for several hours. That's where you're going to have the problem with the water in it. But again, you've got to get to that point, you know, safely. You don't want to be that couple that sits there and freezes to death.
No. That was just so very tragic for that family. Okay, little silly questions here. Whenever I'm watching, because that's what I watch, horror movies or whatever, I watch them, you know, turn, and they keep hitting the gas trying to turn it on. That's called flooding, right?
That would flood a new car. In the movies, of course, the car's never going to start anyway.
Right, yeah.
That would flood the car. You don't ever want to push your gas on it. A little tidbit that I did learn from a battery guy not too long ago was, let's say your car doesn't start on a cold day, and I like this and I want to try it for myself if it ever happens, but your liquid in your battery is really slow moving at the cold weather. They don't like to wake up like we don't. He said, turn your headlights on for 30 seconds and then start your car, because the 30 seconds your headlights, it's producing that liquid to move around more, and those plates will start to give you a charge and you'll be able to start your car. If I ever have my car don't start, I'm going to try that. I hope I don't have to use it, but maybe I could share it with somebody and it does work.
Wow, I've never heard that.
I didn't either. I've been doing this 26 years. I heard it about a month ago from a guy that's all he does is batteries. His company's nothing but batteries. And I'm like, well, that's a pretty good idea. So.
All right. Any other tips or any other things we need to know as we go into this cold weather?
Bundle up.
Sooner or later.
I mean, last year I was playing golf on Christmas Day in a
right?
T-shirt.
What is going on? It's just crazy.
And I'm still in shorts on November 4th.
I know. It's the craziest thing. With Tyson Straub, he is with King Run Road, Big O Tires, and is always very helpful. Maybe we will have some classes where we'll teach you how to jump your car or to change your tire, because I need to take those classes because I honestly
checking the fluids.
In my car, you can't check the fluids.
No, you can't check some of the fluids. Like,
because it has this big
decoration
over it.
That's like you can't check your sheets on your bed because your quilt's over top of
it. Well, it has. I opened my thing once and looked and was like, what is this thing? So I just put the
hood back. It's to make the engine look pretty.
Well, it's pretty. It is pretty for sure. I always thank you, though, for giving information and for sharing, and especially for helping my family. Anything else you want to share?
No, I think we've about hit everything, and I'll let you go ahead. If I'll supply the place. And I'll supply some pizzas.
Yay.
You coordinate it. Okay. You'll do your Don G Auto Clinic, and we'll do it at my store.
All right. There you go. Seriously, I don't know if you have students or anybody maybe who doesn't know how to jump a car or to change a tire or check fluids. He made a great point there, but we will do that. I guess we should maybe wait till it gets warmer, or should we do it in?
We could do it right after the holidays.
Okay, maybe we'll
January,
do it after.
January, February, something like that.
You think?
Yeah, might as well. It's inside.
Okay, well.
I got a heated shop.
There you go. We'll get that together.
We might have to do it the next time in the warm.
There you go. We'll get it together. And if that's something you're interested in, maybe you'll come out and join us, because I know it's something that I need to do. I always end up calling one of my kids, and then I have to wait for Brittany or Eric to come and do it, or call the service.
Brittany's usually your rescue girl.
Brittany is my rescue person. Yes. She does it, and she changes that tire in less than 10 minutes. Learn what to do. Be prepared as the cold weather comes, because it can be life-saving if you get in that situation where you need help. Things I need to learn in life I didn't learn in school. As always, I appreciate you listening and watching. Thank you once again.